It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B and her husband, rapper Offset, have split up. In an Instagram video last night, she explained, "I've been trying to work things out with my baby's father for a hot minute now. We're really good friends and we're really good business partners, but things just haven't been working out between us for a long time.
Things just haven't been working out between us for a long time, and it's nobody's fault. It's just like, I guess we grew out of love, but we're not together anymore. I don't know, it might take time to get a divorce, and I'm gonna always have a lot of love for him because he is my daughter's father, and yeah."
I don't think they're going to have a lot of love. Like, I think eventually she's going to go off on him.
Oh, I hope so. Man, I'm so freaking excited about this breakup because I despise Offset for her. He has cheated on her multiple times. We know this. It doesn't seem like he's ever really wanted to change. I think she deserves better. I mean, same with Khloe Kardashian, too. Both of them. I hate the staying with the cheater thing that women do. I hate that. You're better than that. So, this is good news. We can all be excited about this and not sad, I think. The man who considers himself Kanye West's stepfather says the rapper wouldn't be married to Kim Kardashian if his mom was still alive. Ulysses Blakely lived with Kanye and his mother Donda throughout the musician's childhood and was one of Donda's last true loves before she died after a botched cosmetic surgery operation in November of 07. He said there's no question that the erratic behavior and unfortunate statements he's making to me are a response to her death, even now. He said if Donda was alive, he wouldn't even be married to Kim because Donda would have interacted with Kim and Kanye so as to expose the incompatibility of their relationship.
Thanks, Mom.
Kind of juicy.
I think all moms do that some way, somehow. Like, I don't know about this.
CBS TV lawyers have found that ex-boss Les Moonves repeatedly lied to investigators and destroyed evidence. It also reveals new sexual misconduct allegations. The New York Times reviewed a draft version of a 59-page report that lawyers are expected to present to CBS's board next week. It's filled with explosive details in Moonves' alleged misconduct. There's new ones. Basically, he had an employee on call to give him special kisses.
Whoa, how do you hire one of those?
Investigators found out that four CBS employees appeared to be transactional. So I guess, I don't know, is that some kind of like prostitution thing? Like, transactional to me means he was paying for them, right?
I'm sorry, I'm still caught up on how you hire that employee for the other thing. I don't know, Alex, but that's insane. How do they hire that and think they'll get away with that?
Well, a number of men on CBS's board actually knew about Moonves' alleged sexual misconduct. One of them, Arnold Copelson, learned about it back in 07 because a victim had told him and they did nothing to stop it. Moonves, who has been accused of sexual misconduct by more than a dozen women, has denied every allegation of non-consensual sex. He resigned in September. And Julia Roberts started to post things on Instagram back like this summer, last summer, but she got tired of it after two pictures, and here's why.
I like Instagram. I like looking at Instagram, and it was summertime, and I thought I didn't want to take on something that I then had no time to actually participate in. So I waited for summer and posted two things, and then I thought, wow, I'm out. I don't know what else to do. Like, I was sort of like ready with two posts and then I was done.
But then I went on Facebook. Have you guys seen Facebook? It's amazing.
She would be a Facebook mom. I'm glad that she addressed this though, because it actually does bother me. She's one of my favorite like A-list actresses and I hate that she doesn't post on Instagram. So now I'm glad we have an answer to that. Coming up in less than an hour, one of your favorite videos is getting turned into a movie for Netflix.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex. Somebody on the show named Liv the Web Girl, she's a smart girl, but man, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of things that for whatever reason she just does not get. What does she not get? Well, it has to do with something in the sky. We'll talk about that in about 6 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hang on.